I need to drive 40 miles. I have 70 miles worth of gas. So, that should be enough in case, even if there's traffic and I have to idle for a while, that should still be okay. Maybe it'll be fine. Maybe it won't be a problem, you know? Maybe it'll be great. No, I'm just kidding. Should have punched it through that yellow light, but...
Ballot station. What? It's a classic!
Me! Your mothers just love all their children unconditionally, and they're perfect. One of mine's got such a weak chin, I can barely look at him. We call him Mr. Burns. But...
A trifling friend indeed.
Friend indeed.
Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over town.
Way over town.
That digs on me.
Hey! Hey!
Now, I ain't saying she's a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke, broke. Now, I ain't saying she's a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke, broke. Get down, girl. Go ahead, get down.
As I mentioned earlier, I live with my girlfriend now, which, I tell you, fellas, if you don't live with your girlfriend, or...
I should have been able to say.
But, being...
It's my car for marijuana. So when he found out I didn't have any, he sold me some. I speed through Eugene every chance I get. You know. Friendly cops now.
Taser them. No guys.
Self, believe it or not, and not perfect either. I know I stand before you, the picture of health and beauty.
Just don't do it. That's why I said Renee Young.
Thank you.
Renee Young's a better vision. Renee Young's a Canadian treasure. The crown jewel of Canada.
She is the crown jewel of Canada, Renee.
Renee Young.
What is the fucking
Dino treasure? Barbarino, really, I kicked his coverage on that one, I'll tell you. Especially, you know, with the whole, you know, wet frontal facing hair sort of thing with the, you know, the whole look.
He's got sex appeal. It's good looking as Roman is.
Stop.
Ambrose got sex appeal. Out of the three
it's
of them.
The voice, man. It's the voice.
Hey, Dino, how you doing? That's a bad Ambrose.
I know, I can't tell Ambrose.
This got the sex appeal, man. Rain's got the eyes, Rollins got the CrossFit Jesus body, and Ambrose has got the moxie, you know?
The moxie.
He's got the moxie.
Kevin and Callie, Kev.
Hey, what's up, brothers? How y'all doing?
How you doing?
I'm good to go, man. And about this Roman Reigns deal by him using back blockers, you know what? Using supplements, you know, as long as you're not abusing and you're using them for a purpose, there's really nothing wrong with taking supplements. It kind of sucks for him, though, that maybe it's probably an ingredient in there that got him popped to come up hot on that test, but at least he owned up to it. And like I said, as long as it's something that's legal and he's not abusing, there's no big deal to it. Because, I mean, honestly, like, to me, like, remember you guys met me last year at WrestleMania weekend? and you saw how built I am, I'm not going to lie. I work hard for what I got, but also I do use supplements. Do I abuse? No, but as long as I'm using them for a purpose, you know, it helps, especially with the profession I am, and I can understand why Roman Reigns, but where he's at, he would be using supplements in a good manner. So really, it's no big deal. That's how I view that.
Yeah, I mean, I hear what you say, and you do have tremendous guns, Kev. I mean, in all capacities.
I mean, has there been a statement or announcement or anything about what he actually got fucking busted for?
I would just say this, Kev. I mean, you're not going in for a pee test to check for your supplements. If you had a job that you knew would be testing for certain things, I think you'd be reading those bottles a little bit more carefully.
No, we actually do have a similar drug testing policy at the agency I work for, and yeah, I can understand that, but I think theirs is just a little bit more stringent because it is, unlike how Brock Lesnar says, it is in a way an athletic competition. They got to test a little more stringently, so I understand that point.
Well, certain things mask other things, too. So there's always, like, there's layers to all the stuff that you do that you test for with these things because some things are masking agents.
It's always a gun show at Kevin and Callie's house. Thanks, brother. Thanks,
hey,
for luck, my friend.
Hey, don't JPP yourself on Monday, okay?
Hey, easy. That's smart.
All right, y'all take care.
Thanks, Kev. JPP yourself. What are you saying?
That's an adjective now, right?
I guess.
Yeah, JPP yourself.
You don't want to do that. Seriously, everybody, in all seriousness, on July 4th, in and around the holiday weekend, please be smart. Please be safe. I want to be talking to each and every one of you on the live Tuesday show. And everybody is happy and healthy and had a fun time.
Right.
Let's go to Antonio in Virginia. Tell him.
A wrestling radio show. Jeez.
What's up, guys? I just got a couple of quick things. First, I don't know. I mean, I feel like he's making a very, very, very huge mistake. I feel like he should have stayed in WWE. I am not confident at all that he wants to succeed in this fight against Vicky. I just think it's a dumb idea, and I cannot wait until September to see him get his butt kicked. As far as Brock goes, Brock Stock is never going to change, win or lose. He's always going to be a freak of nature. He's always going to be a man of traction. Mark Hunt, we all know this. He's really not a shoulder. So, win or lose, I don't see anything wrong or bad happening to Brock. But I do got one quick question before y'all respond to that, because I didn't get a chance to ask you on Monday when we were talking, or Tuesday when we were talking. At the end of Raw, this past Monday, do you think there was something like secretive there between the Claw and Seth Rollins on how they made both of them kind of end the show on top together? I'll take that off the air for you.
Interesting thought. I don't think so. I think they were just having their top heels all end up on top simultaneously to end the show.
Building heat for the pay-per-view, bro. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Down.
And also differentiating, hey, here's the top of your card, and we got a draft coming up, too.
Right.
Hell yeah. Stage shot, you know, with AJ and the club standing over Cena. You did see those podiums in the background.
Yeah. You know? The big draft coming up.
Yeah, it was a mass marketing party at the end of Monday Night Raw, basically. And I don't think it came off very well, by the way. I mean, to me, it was great that those heels, you know, and really Seth Rollins, especially with Roman Reigns exiting stage left for 30 days, he is certainly the heel when it comes to the back and forth with he and Ambrose. But, I mean, in all honesty, I don't think it was a great segment in terms of, you know, selling anything, because I think it came off a little bit campy.
Yeah, and I understand the viewpoint on that, too. And it's just, like I said on Tuesday, you know, right now everything kind of feels not as important until we know where the draft is going. And we've got a couple more weeks to play the string out.
Yeah, we do. 844-796-7874. Keep the conversation going all weekend long at Busted Open Radio.
You're listening to the number one wrestling show in the world, the award-winning Busted Open on SiriusXM Rush 93.
Power Alley.
Power Alley.
The National League Central. Jim, I turn things over to you.
National League Central, my Chicago Cubs have run away with this.
Only about 45% of precincts reporting at this point. Jim Duquette is calling the National League Central for the Chicago Cubs. We'll remember to play.
It's weird wrestling radio discussion, like with calls and stuff. It's like like applying the sports talk radio format to wrestling just seems like extra fucking empty to me. Fuck do I know? I'm on a wrestling podcast from time to time.
Trans Am will be providing DirecTV on our trucks at no additional charge to our drivers. Call Trans Am Trucking at 800-370-9609 or visit transamtruck.com. To make your life on the road more livable, choose Trans Am Trucking.
Covering every angle in the world of professional wrestling, it's Busted Open on Sirius XM Radio.
You're definitely going to hear more about Roman candles and the Roman Empire over the next X amount of days, that's for sure.
Well, you know, I've got a couple Roman candles in my garage getting ready for Monday. I'm going to have other people shoot them off, though.
I was going to say, you don't even like touching them. What are you talking about?
I pay the neighborhood kids to shoot them off for me, you know?
Oh, my gosh. You've taken even another step down on the list, Larry.
I'm kidding about that part. You pay your drunk friends to do it. It's way better.
Even better. 844 SXM Rush. Once again, for the second time this week, the views and opinions of Larry Dallas are not those necessarily reflected by SiriusXM, its employees, and its managers.
I can appreciate that, you know?
I think we should just start the show with that disclaimer.
From now on, whenever I'm on?
Just so, you know, everybody kind of knows the ground rules in terms of engagement and listening to you.
Yeah.
And then we can get into the show.
Okay. Just,
you know, we have kind of the disclaimer right off the top, and everybody knows where they stand.
We'll work on that, you know? And I'm okay with that. It's the Summer of Dallas, part two. You know, 2 years in a row.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Let's hit the busy phones, Larry, why don't we? Talk to Chris in Indiana, 844-SXM Russ.
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey. A lot of people are here.
We're here, Chris. You're all up.
Hey, sorry about that, man. Hey, man, I love your discussion about CM Punk. Dude, let us show first off. I had called it Monday and I got disconnected. You know, the thing with CM Punk is he thinks that he's bigger than the business. And you know, you've had those that come along and in wrestling, when somebody like that leaves, you know, you got to struggle a little bit. But, you know, you move on. The business moves on and it strives still. So, I mean, CM Punk is trying to remain relevant. And, I never pay him no attention. I always thought he was toxic.
And you know what, Chris? You know, we've always had the spoke in the wheel theory in that no matter how big you are, unless your last name, is spelled C-E-N-A, you're probably just, and as great as you want to be, as great as you are, as great as the fans think about you, if you leave, you're probably just another spoke in the wheel for WWE.
Yeah.
The wheel keeps on rolling.
They're bigger than that. But, you know, like, I'm old school wrestler, right? So I want to go into the brand split and I'll keep it brief.
Sure.
I don't know what they want to do with the titles, but my opinion on this is, the United States title and the Intercontinental title, I would bond to one brand or the other and elevate their status and make that be the top title. And the world title, the tag title, and the women's title, I would have the champion defend across the brands, because it's like you went through this hoopla 2 years ago to unify the championships, and now you're saying you want to split them again for the two brands. I think it shows, you know, you get your top contender out of SmackDown and Raw to jump up and challenge. Like, what happened to the days when Ric Flair had to defend his belt down in Georgia, defended in Florida Championship Wrestling, defended in World Class Championship Wrestling?
You didn't have mass media like that. You didn't have social media at all. It's a totally different scenario in terms of the makeup. And if you're going to do multiple pay-per-views each month, yeah, one for Raw, one for SmackDown, you're kind of stymieing the build for each program, as you have to wait for one show or the other for that chance for each brand.
Right. Well, let's look at them. Well, okay, what happens if SmackDown ratings continue to slump? And, you know, USA being a bigger cable network decides, you know, they don't want to renew on SmackDown. Now you got the dilemma of, what do we do with SmackDown? And now you got these extra championships.
They got a pretty long-term contract, yeah, that day. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that.
SmackDown's not going anywhere until WWE potentially goes to a different network.
And USA ratings as a whole are down. Raw, I think, is still the highest, yes, rated show on the network. Yes. SmackDown might be number two because they don't have. You know, this isn't the days where USA was the highest rated cable station anymore. And
SmackDown is not going to go down. They're going live on Tuesdays. Yeah. The ratings are going
to
go up.
This is all happening because of USA. USA wants, yep, them to go live, yep, on Tuesday. They think it'll be better. You know, because it's been shown lately, especially with sports programming, that live sports programming is the most valuable TV asset. That's why the leagues are getting these monumental billion-dollar deals. It's just the way the new business is going with technology. Let's see how it works out.
Robbie in Virginia. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, guys. So, quick question. Say, aside from the draft, aside from all that stuff, what if somehow Roman Reigns gets out of this main event picture, and they say this is a SummerSlam main event, the triple threat? What if they have Dean Ambrose versus Seth Rollins kind of going, and draft aside, obviously, this all depends on that. But what if they go in and say, hey, these two guys are going to face off. Then at the end, Roman comes in, interferes, sets up a triple threat for SummerSlam. And you got kind of, it would be a heel turn for Roman Reigns. And that could, you know.
So you're saying a battleground bait and switch. So they're promoting the triple threat, but it doesn't actually happen, and then Roman Reigns screws up the one-on-one match, which then becomes a triple threat anyway. It's just at SummerSlam.
Exactly.
I mean,
why?
Look,
that's dumb. You're an idiot. You can dive. What the fuck are you even saying?
One is that Battleground's practically a throwaway pay-per-view anyway because, yep, of the draft. On the other side, you don't want to see the bait-and-switch situation here. I mean, if it's booked, it's booked. I don't think they're going to bail Roman Reigns last minute only to have him enter back into the fray. I think what you could see when you talk about Roman Reigns' status and Roman Reigns' place on the card, I think you could see Roman Reigns take the pinfall one way or another.
Yep.
And you've speculated that maybe it's a double pin.
I'm going hard with that.
All right, and I get where you're coming from, and, you know, I'm almost, you know, resigned to the fact that maybe that's going to happen.
I'm also trying to reverse psychology. Like, if they hear me say it enough times,
it's not going to happen.
We can't do this finish, but they already know about it.
Well, it's
4 days.
You can do it.
4 weeks. So no, I'm hoping.
I get, yeah, exactly what you're saying. But at the end of the day, Roman Reigns could very well be out of the main event picture after Battleground.
It's possible, but with the split brand, I mean, he's still got to be top four or five in our roster. You know, like, wait, listen.
On whatever roster he's on, for sure.
Oh, whatever roster he's on is probably top three.
Yeah.
We're splitting everything right down the middle. And he's going to be even more important now than he was before.
Yeah. Ambrose, Rollins, Styles, Cena. So maybe Reigns is fifth after the suspension, but he's no worse than fifth.
No.
But then you figure Brock is somewhere.
But once every 2 months.
True, maybe. But on the road to SummerSlam, you're gonna get more Brock, you'd think.
Oh yeah, you know. And that's another thing. If he gets knocked down, he might have a medical suspension.
He might not be cleared. You're right.
Like,
that's a huge problem.
That could be a lot. That's like Pandora's box opening, right? That's the worst case scenario. Not forget his drawing power. He gets his clock clean and he can't wrestle.
That would be devastating for them.
Oh yeah, you know. So we don't even know what we're gonna get. Everything's on hold for like 2 weeks right now until we figure it all out.
Stu in Texas, hey Stu.
Gentlemen, how are you this beautiful Friday afternoon?
Well, you know, another great day here in the neighborhood. Lovely, spacious New York City.
Well, you're in spacious New York City. I am in the beautiful capital city of Texas, Austin.
Nice.
CM Punk, as he indicated over and over again on Colin Cowherd's show, seems to get bored a lot. And when he gets bored, that's when he gets itchy and decides he wants to try something new. He got bored in Ring of Honor. He got bored on the independent scene. He got bored in WWE. You know, how long before he gets bored with UFC? And then what does he do next? Because, you know, what are you going to do? Human hunting or something? Is it?
Yep, that's what he's going to do. You nailed it, Austin, Texas.
There's nothing left for CM Punk. And CM Punk's in a situation where he might be done with his athletic career if he loses to Mickey Gall. That could very well be it.
It depends on how he loses.
Like you said, he and AJ want to plan a family. Maybe this is the exit strategy. And if that's the case, then great. You know, let him do his exit strategy.
And still, him and his yapper are going to keep himself relevant to the point where he'll be able to, you know, do some commentating. He'll be able to do some entertainment stuff. I just think from an athletic standpoint, wrestling's done. What is he going to do? You know, run indies? You know, because he's certainly not going back to WWE. And MMA could be a one and done.
Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin left the business at 40. Is now a pilot. You know, still married to Precious. They got a beautiful life in the Carolinas. If CM Punk can match that, all the best to him. I just have this feeling, like you said, it could be commentary, but, you know, like he needs to find something that he doesn't get bored with.
Understood. And I don't even necessarily mean commentary in terms of pro wrestling. I mean commentary in general. You know, some sort of, you know, news type position, you know, sports news. He's a big hockey fan, big Chicago sports fan. You know, it's, sure, there's doors that could be open for Valley Punk. I would say this. If I get on, my Delta flight from JFK to San Diego to the All-Star game, and it's like, Phil Brooks, you're a pilot here. Goodbye now. I'm going on a different plane. Thank you.
Listen, creative minds get bored easily. That just happens. And Punk is definitely a creative mind. And he likes that. I don't have a problem with him wanting new challenges. I have a problem with him having to put down everything else he did on his way to a new challenge.
Yep.
Yeah, you're hurting your own resume. You're hurting your own legacy. And maybe that doesn't matter to him, but he always seemed like a guy that really, really, really wanted to be considered the best. And
guess not.
Yeah, guess not.
Joe in Chicago. Joe.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Joe in Chicago. We had a Joe in Chicago before. I thought it was this Joe in Chicago, but it was actually a different Joe in Chicago. We've had two Joes in Chicago's on the show today. That's cool. Hey,
I didn't even hear the beginning of the show, so I didn't even know that.
Well, that's why the other show's a little bit better now than you today, you know? He's been paying the whole show.
I wanted to talk real quick about NXT, but I actually had a quick thought about the CM Punk thing that I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
Obviously, we think Hunter and Steph are going to eventually be taking over WWE all the way. Do we have, like, our new Bruno versus Vince with Punk versus Hunter and Steph and not getting in the Hall of Fame?
It could be that scenario.
Oh, he has no shot.
He's not getting in anytime soon. I mean, after the things that he said about management and the medical stuff, that was more than inflammatory. I mean, that was, you know, downright litigious.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're in a situation where, he's... I don't know about Bruno. I mean, Bruno had stood on his own moral high ground and didn't want to go in. This is WWE is not going to put Punk in, and it could be a very long, if not infinite, time frame.
My quick point on NXT
real quick, Joe, because we're
I'm a huge fan of the tag team scene there, and especially the Revival. But I want to know: do you think that the best thing for Revival is to stay where they're at? Because I'm afraid that if they go to NXT or go up, they're going to just get squashed.
I've said this before about the Revival: they can't go up and be in the same ring as Anderson and Gallows, because Anderson and Gallows are going to dwarf those guys.
Oh, big time!
And I don't think it's an accurate depiction of how good the Revival are. I think they're going to get pigeonholed, and it's going to be a bad spot.
Yeah, they're really good. Hands in the ring, you know, they're great at what they do, but when you get up to big boy land, it's gonna be a little bit of a different world for them, unfortunately.
Larry, can't wait for the Busted Open Nation to hear on Monday, July 4th, top 10 moments of the modern era.
Hi, everybody. Cardinal Timothy Dolan here from SiriusXM's The Catholic Channel. If you saw it or not, I just did a cameo role on the season premiere of comedian Jim Gaffigan's TV show. And now, guess what? Jim Gaffigan's going to be a special guest on my show.
I'm the practicing Catholic, and my wife will tell you I need the practice.
That's Conversation with Cardinal Dolan with the Gaffigans.
With replays throughout the weekend.
Exclusively on The Catholic Channel, SiriusXM 129. Or listen on your phone with the SiriusXM app.
Hi, this is Dan Workman with PlanStart. Owner operators, are you on the road to success?
You know I am.
This message is from Landstar.
Are you being notified when the load you want is available? Landstar's load alert system allows you to create profiles of your favorite freight lanes.
The following load is available for origin, Chicago, Illinois. Destination, Grand Prairie, Texas.
Load alerts notifies you with a phone call or an email when freight matching your profile is available. With Landstar's load alerts, you have the freedom to plan ahead without worrying about where your next load is coming from. You have the freedom to run when you want, where you want, and haul the loads you want. Contact Landstar today and get started on the road to success. Visit us at leasetolandstar.com. Call 877-472-0099, 877-472-0099, or visit us at leasetolandstar.com. Leasetolandstar.com.
When you do your shopping, are you tired of fighting crowds at the mall or wasting hours on... DealDash.com is the fair. Amazing deals on everything from electronics to toys and even furniture. Sometimes over 90% off retail price. Get this. Dana Nelson happened to win a laptop for only one penny.
What?
At DealDash.com, you can experience the thrill.
I've got a
of
penny.
Great deals.
Give me a laptop.
And you'll discover new brands
I got a laptop.
And products along the way. And if having fun while saving money isn't for you, your first big pack purchase is satisfaction guaranteed.
Aw,
right now,
shit.
DealDash is offering SiriusXM listeners 100 free big credits when you use the promo code EW at DealDash.com. Or you can download the DealDash mobile app. Just remember to enter the promo code EW when you sign up to get those free bids at DealDash.com.
It's SiriusXM as we celebrate UFC 200 in style, an epic pool party live at the MGM Grand. Hang out with Covino and Rich at the MGM Grand Pool Complex in Las Vegas. Enjoy over 6 acres of fun. Includes 4 swimming pools, a huge lazy river, 26 cabanas. The MGM Grand is the entertainment authority in Las Vegas. It's hosted 43 UFC events, and over the last 20 years, they've never hosted a pool party like with Covino and Rich and the UFC pre-fight live show with Ryan McKinnell and Luke Thomas. Coverage atop the MGM Waterfall Gazebo begins Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Rush, Channel 93, and on your phone with the SiriusXM app.
Doug Morbid and Dave LaGreca are taking you inside the squared circle on Busted Open.
What are they doing with Maddie? Poor Becky is getting stabbed in the back all over the place. Charlotte is the champion, but she's got a sidekick that no one wants to see out there. It's ridiculous.
Terrible.
The women's division all over the place. The one person that can get people re-energized about the women is Sasha Banks.
Busted Open, Monday, Tuesday, and Fridays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on your home for Covino and Rich, SiriusXM Rush 93.
Acme Home Insurance.
Yes, I'd like to make a claim.
What are you wanting to claim, sir?
My air conditioner broke down.
Sorry, but your home insurance doesn't cover air conditioner breakdowns.
So, what do you cover?
Home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse? But that'll never happen.
But if it did, you'd be covered, sir.
But not my air conditioner?
I'm afraid not.
But his air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-4350. Home insurance can cover what might happen. But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the dryer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-4350. That's 1-800-700-4350. 1-800-700-4350.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-500-9076. Call in the next 10 minutes and you also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information,
free bets.
Call now. 1-800-500-9076. That's 1-800-500-9076. 1-800-500-9076.
1-800-500-9...
You know, he was an Olympian and whatnot.
Right.
I think we should have gone real American Jack Swagger's music.
You should have gone Jack Swagger's music?
That was Mary's idea.
Well, you know.
But Kyle Trumpter.
Well, that happens.
Kyle said go angle. And we went angle.
It happens. I can still feel it, though. And what's more American than a gold medalist? He beat a Russian.
Can you feel
it? Like Rocky IV.
How much time do you have,
Mary? Broken freaking neck.
True. Broken neck.
You got like 20.
I'm not asking for the time. I'm saying, could you give me Swagger's music? It's not going to happen. We're trying to be patriotic, damn it.
We are being patriotic, damn it.
Your mic's not on. The 4th of July weekend is upon us, Larry. Yeah,
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be...
barbecues.
Lots of good times. Be safe, everybody. It's not like we don't have a big show for you.
Yeah,
top 10 moments of the modern era on Monday.
I'm pumped.
Amazing, amazing show.
These guys both have that, like, slight rasp to their voice
really,
that says, like, I'm an edgy radio host.
We'll talk to you guys on Tuesday, but listen about that show. It'll be great!
On Sirius XM Radio.
MMA Junkie Radio with Gorgeous George and Go.
Jose Aldo and Frankie Edgar, two beasts in the featherweight division. And the sad thing about it is they don't know why they're fighting, what they're fighting for. They know there's a belt somewhere along the line. The interim, it doesn't mean as much. They want the real gold that's held by Conor McGregor. But make no mistake, the fight's happening. They're going to get down. It's going
to
be great.
MMA Junkie Radio, weekdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern. On your home for Covino and Rich in the mornings and Combat Sports. Sirius XM Rush 93.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device,
man,
wherever
is there a show here?
What I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. ManyCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now.
So 1-800- just fucking ads.
Obsessed and drawn beyond their will to watch the show Cops every fucking night. Am I not alone? Oh, thank God! Thank God!
And they're both crying because they're embarrassed and confused. Now that would be hilarious. Then you would have a story that you could call hilarious without being accused of hyperbole. It's amazing the stories that people think are interesting. And that's always one of them, is when your friend ran into somebody from their past, and they can't wait to tell you. And first they want to tell you for 40 minutes how blown away you're going to be that they saw this person.
Dude, you're not going to believe who I saw today.
Yes, I am. Of course I am. Don't even tell me. I don't care.
No, dude.
When you find out, holy shit! When you find out who I saw, you are gonna shit in your father's mouth when I tell you. I'm serious! when I tell you who I saw. You are going to kill, fuck, and eat four Mexican retarded kids when I tell you who I saw today. You're going to do that. I'm serious that you're going to do that. You're not going to. You're just going to rip out your asshole and throw it on the wall. It's going to stick there, and you're going to dive through it into another dimension. Tell you who I saw today.
Comedy Central Radio. Hours and hours of stand-up comedy from Comedy.
Right, and her.
That call courtesy of Rockets Radio on Sirius XM. Dwight Howard, who was born and raised in Atlanta, came to terms with the Hawks on a three-year, $70.5 million contract. Meanwhile, the Celtics now reportedly meeting with Al Horford. According to the Vertical, Dwayne Wade is meeting with four teams. Reportedly, the free agent guard being courted by the Bulls, Mavs, Nuggets, and Bucks, with Denver and Chicago being the most aggressive. ESPN reporting the Knicks have a four-year offer on the table for unrestricted free agent Courtney Lee. On the first day of free agency in the NHL, David Back is signed for the Bruins. Milan Lucic ends up with the Edmonton Oilers. Baseball, they're in the sixth at Fenway. Red Sox and the Angels 5-4, that game being delayed by rain. In the 10th, Reds and Nationals tied at 2. Bottom 8, Phillies over the Royals 4-3. Bottom 5, it's the Mets 8, Cubs 1. Top 9, Tigers lead the Rays 10-0. Bottom 7, Marlins over the Braves 5-4. Top 6, Astros 1, White Sox 0. In the 7th, Rangers and Twins scoreless. Bottom 6, Cardinals over the Brewers 6-1. Earlier, in 19 innings, the Indians topped the Blue Jays 2-1, set a franchise record with their 14th consecutive win. At Wimbledon, top seed Novak Djokovic is trailing 2-0 against Sam Querrey. The match was suspended and will be resumed tomorrow. Top seed Serena Williams survived a tough three-set match against Christina McHale. Golf, Jason Day has a one-shot lead, heading to the third round of the Bridgestone Invitational. From the SiriusXM Sports Newsroom, I'm Howie Kirkman.
If it's happening in sports, it's happening on SiriusXM.
Is there more questionable wrestling talk, or is that
the flagship boxing show of SiriusXM Sports?
I'm going to show you how big I am.
Former number one ranked heavyweight contender Jerry Cooney and former New York Athletic Commission chairman and former editor-in-chief of Ring Magazine Randy Gordon are both ready to bring you the best boxing analysis on the planet. SiriusXM Rush proudly presents At the Fights.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Here are your hosts, Randy Gordon and Jerry Cooney.
Let's get it on!
Jerry Cooney hosting a satellite radio
show. And I went with my father, Quincy. I always wanted to be with him. I go to the front door.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Some of my jokes have music cues. It's fun. I want to do that part sound again. Dance that shit dry. That's very exciting. Y'all subscribe comedy. This is one of the benefits of it. Dance that shit dry. No.
I see a woman. She looks very confused by the situation. Don't worry. You're just watching a man living out his dream, and that's all. And that's all.
You're listening to Comedy Central Radio.
Man, they are actually at my house.
Showing up.
At my house, grinding and coming up with songs right now. My man.
Hi, it's Jeff Foxworthy. Listen to me.
Nope.
We'll also give you free shipping and free batteries for...
Scheming up through a shot. The only thing else...
A nun put me in a play. Thank fucking God.
They have the greatest channels in the history of radio. It's kind of a historic day in broadcasting history.
As she came out on the Baby Grand...
919-3136.
Yeah, and you can hold it for, I think it's like four.
Off the air at this time for a panel, including its lineup.
Interesting for
yeah. All right.
For a free information kit with all the details.
Grab the girls and lift them up and hold them.
Happy right there, man.
Let's drink a toast. Everyone.
The stars, Mario Lopez, going to be joining us.
That's a good line. That is an easy part.
And depth pickups for them after they signed Alex Goligoski back on June 21st. John Chayka, not messing around.
NFL calendar, and you hear
so many sports stations.
What makes it even more interesting, Buck, is that all of his close friends and sources.
Finally, Radio Disney, something I can fucking handle.
If this is all we're away, you better be ready with a punchline. Full of bootstraps, full of.
He seeks out Elena because he hopes to keep her safe from the bloodshed. Anywho, summer is in full swing.
Anywho.
And the next song I'm going
to...
Christian hip hop. Found it. Did we miss it? Is there more?
Took you a fly, flexing in our selfish ways and overlook the day that we ain't great. After getting paid, a product of 5-5. They gave us crap, we sold it back for gold and real inclusion. Told us how to whip and move it. And they took it to thank you. Somebody mama, somebody father that was.
Junior Brown, I'm going to come on down to Outlaw Country.
I was born, I listened on and on.
That was Slander and Nightmares After Party Track.
I remember that so good. And when you dance like that to it, you're showing me like, what's up there with the dance moves. I'm so ready for the weekend. Yeah. I'm ready for tonight. I'm ready for tomorrow. You guys are going to stick around because you're doing this week's guest mix. But for now, let's get into some trance.
My shot at taking the back roads home, and I quickly asked Waze what I should do, and Waze was like, nah, just keep on. But then I just passed a sign saying it was going to take 45 minutes to get home. We'll see who's right, the sign or my phone. Loud bass right now. There, okay. All right. I need more than that. Okay. Done. That's the last. More. And loud. Nope. Nope.
Electric
I mean, all right. This is pretty much just all bass now. I don't approve of your mushroom drug noises. kids.
Live from headquarters, 877-60-HIP-HOP or 877-604-4746. Channel 44 is the station. I mean, it's the channel. Hip Hop Nation is the station.
This is OC, you checking out my man, Premier, on live from headquarters, you know what I'm saying, Hip Hop Nation, Sirius XM,
high when this song came out. And it was basically the fucking craziest shit I had ever heard. The album they put out before this, which had S&M on it, was maybe crazy. I remember riding my bike to the store that would sell albums like this to children and buying this album and being very excited.
Bomb rushing and pushing, snatching and taxing. I can't understand why brothers don't be maxing. There's up behind bars in the worst way.
Far from your family,
cause you're locked away.
Now tell me,
do you really think crime pays?
Planning on taking what your brother has?
You little sucker, you talking all that jazz.
It's time to stand together in a unity. Cause if not, then yo, we're soon to be self-destroyed, unemployed.
Fucking satellite radio. Their copy of this song has a bunch of fucking skips in it. Fucking fix it. Like, well, that, it's been this way for at least a fucking year. Probably two. That. Made it home. 3-day weekend. And I'll see you guys Tuesday. Yeah, I guess my phone was right. And no traffic. That's crazy. Crazy. See ya.